Hello and welcome to the Ag Sales Professional Podcast. This is Greg Martinelli, your host, and our goal here is always to make you the best salesperson or sales manager you can possibly be. Well, today's blog article is about building the website of you. What would a website of you look like? Well, one of the first steps in my sales workshops is to have attendees explain what they do, who they do it for, and why customers buy from them. Now, you think that'd be pretty easy for salespeople attending a sales workshop to do. You'd be amazed at how often this drill stumps the attendees. After they struggle with it, I have them then turn to a neighbor in the class and introduce themselves using the answers to these three questions. What do you do? Who do they do it for? And why customers buy from them? Well, once they awkwardly tell their neighbor that they sell precision ag services or sell seed or sell feed to farmers, and that people buy from them because they care about their customers or they don't just go out and push product, I have them come back to the main group to debrief the exercise. It's at this point that attendees realize two very important lessons from this exercise. First, the who they sell or who they do it for is too generic. Saying you sell to farmers is too generic. Which kind of farmers? Which size, type, demographic do you sell to? Which segment of farmers are you the best fit for? It's very important that salespeople understand this. The second important lesson that attendees realize is that everyone gave the same reasons that customers buy from them. We go out into the country, into the agribusinesses and to the farms, and we all sound the same. Try it with your team or yourself today. Ask, what do? Who do you do it for? And why do people buy from you or me? I then pose the attendees a thought. If it's hard for you to tell your peer what you do, who you do it for, and why they should buy from you, imagine how hard it is for your customers to figure it out. Your customer or your prospect is trying to understand why you, why your products, and why now. When they can't figure it out, they do what they always do, and that's resort to a form of resistance. And the most common resistance are price and complacency. Customer complacency sounds like, I'm happy with what I'm currently doing, Greg. Or I think I'll think about it and I'll let you know if we ever want to go with you and your product. Now, the purpose of this exercise is to get people to understand that customers are trying to answer the one question every time a salesperson calls on them. And that question is, why should I buy from you? Now, I had a previous article titled, Why Should I Buy From You? That you can look up that goes into a deeper dive into that subject. And one of the techniques that I use with attendees for improving this situation is to have them sketch out a website on themselves. Sounds a little strange, but our prospects think of us like a website. There's one main picture with several tabs. Think about the vendors you do business with. Say the name of the store or business where you grocery shop, or you have phone service, your gym, or a shopping mall that you go to. Odds are when you said the name of that business, you imagined a picture of the store and maybe even someone who works there. Then you thought of their products, their service, why you buy from them, and then you thought of how you feel when you go there. Our prospects and customers think of us the same way. They have an image of you, your products, and how they feel when they do business with you. I'll have them on a sheet of paper. I have them sketch out a website design. Now, they don't have to be artists for this. The pictures are rough and in some cases, extremely rough drawings. But the main point is the drop-down tabs. This is where it gets challenging for them. Most people want a bunch of tabs for their various product lines and their services and all about their company. They also want a website. So I limit them to one tab for products, one tab for services off their homepage. The rest of this individual, the salesperson's individual website, needs to give visitors an understanding of why this individual salesperson is the best choice in the market. You know, prospects can learn all about your company and your brand and your product info from the company webpage. However, it's you that brings the brand to life. It's you that becomes the reason customers want to do business with your company. And that's the whole purpose of this exercise. Sure, you need good products and services to stand behind you. That's the ante to get in the game. But there are many competitors with good products out there. Your competitive advantage becomes you. Now, here are two scenarios that might shed some light on how you can change your next introduction to a prospect. Greg, our salesperson, is selling to Kevin, our farmer prospect. Greg. Hey, Kevin, I'm Greg. I sell supplemental nutrients for ABC Agribusiness. We have a great line of products with great ROI. In fact, we're the largest, oldest nutrient company with locations all over the world. Just yesterday, we opened our fourth office in Zenicoste. Kevin, Greg's farmer's prospect, if he was completely transparent, might say, well, that's great, Greg, but I'm terribly busy and you haven't said one thing that tells me how you're going to help me on my farm today. Maybe you could help those fine folks in Zenicoste. Okay. Now here's another approach that Greg could use in our simulated scenario. Greg. Hey Kevin, I'm Greg. I work with producers like yourself in this area to solve problems like ABC, XYZ, and DEF. Recently, we've been seeing a lot of XYZ in this area. Thought I would introduce myself today and see if we might be able to help you with your operation. Kevin. Well, I can always use the help, Greg. What do you have for problems like MNO? Now, here's a bonus tip. Before I get to the bonus tip, though, I want to go back and talk a little bit about what Greg changed in his sales approach. In his first approach, he talked a lot about his company, introduced him, which is what, as salespeople, we think customers or prospects want to hear. The reason we're there is to tell them about our products and services. Unfortunately, our customers don't really care. They're worried about their problems. So in Greg's second approach, he changed, instead of talking about his products and services and how big and how substantial his company is, he talked about the fact that he helps people in this area and producers just like Kevin. And he asked if any of the three problems are problems that he might, that Kevin might have. Now, Kevin gave Greg a gift. He gave him a problem, MNO, obviously a generic problem, to work on. Now, here's the bonus tip. If you're Greg in this scenario and your prospect hands you a gift like Kevin did, the gift is a problem that you know how to solve. Here's the interesting thing. Fight the urge to jump in with your super duper solution to Kevin's problem. Instead, dig a little deeper and ask questions about problem MNO. Ask to go see the problem if that makes sense. Too often a salesperson like Greg will jump in at this point and position a product to solve Kevin's problem, only to find out about 10 minutes later that Greg misunderstood the problem and Kevin didn't really understand what problem he truly had. It pays to dig a little deeper. If you found this to be helpful, forward on to someone you might also appreciate it. For more ag sales training, ag sales coaching, and leading ag sales teams, go to www.gregmartinelli.net. Thank you for joining me today and have a great day.